It's 8:18, Luke Combs on the morning show with Fast Car. It's 34 degrees downtown at Cheryl City with clouds, rain, not snow yet. Community conversation guest number two is coming from the Charles City Community Center, formerly known as the Senior Center. Judy Hauser in studio. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Well, busy time. Coming up for the Charles City Community Center, I was hearing that you, that organization is going to be part of the upcoming volunteer fair, which is set for next Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. There will be, it will be on the 12th. It's the Chamber Volunteer Awards, which includes a lot of people in Charles City who give a lot of their time. We will have, I will go early and make that 100 cup a pot of coffee, and we will be ready about 7:30. There'll be a light breakfast, and then the actual party, the actual volunteer awards, will start at 8 o'clock. People will be out of there by 9.
Okay, so this is something different. This is not the volunteer fair.
No.
So these are the volunteer awards.
That's
ceremony.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that will be.
We had not talked about that.
No.
So that's good information.
No. So this is taking place.
It's at the community center, 7:30 in the morning until 9. And as I said, there will be just a very light breakfast. If people want to give a little money to offset those costs, that's fine. But it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there will be lots of awards, and I'm sure a few surprises that will be given.
Well, that's so exciting.
That is
exciting. Yeah, it
You'll is. You'll be hosting that at the community center. What are some of your highlights for the month of April?
Well, I think once again, first of all, our cook will be coming back. She had, Donna Holland, had hip surgery, and Bev has been covering, and then Phil Knighton, one of the councilmen, has been helping a little bit too. So we'll be happy to have Donna back. They've been doing a good job, but she'll be coming back next month. We always have cards. Anyone can come. You do not have to belong to the Senior Center, which is $10 a year. The Senior Citizens, which is $10 a year. We've been doing Euchre on Wednesdays, and we've been having really a good time with that. Corey Speaker will be talking this next week on Thursday, and that will be very interesting because there have been a lot of concerns about the water situation. He is the supervisor of that. And then we have one of our, Dan Phipps, is coming from the elementary, Lincoln Elementary, to talk to us on Friday. And then we have lots of other good things. Steve Deers, Jill Connell, Dr. Connell, is coming. She just got her doctorate. She's going to be talking about projects that she and some others are working on with the hospital and so on. Steve Deers is coming again. He came last month, and he said he talked for 45 minutes, but he said, "I just need more time. I just need more time." Then we have some high school kids coming with music, and they're so good. You know that they are. Teresa Jenkins is coming. They're doing a wonderful job at the Bridge Church on Tuesday nights. You maybe know about that. Serving meals, and it's for people who've been having problems in some way. It's been very, very successful. And then Tammy Elfon is going to talk about the public transit, which is wonderful in Charles City. It's serving a real purpose. So,
Ginger, so lots of great things lined up and scheduled for the month of April. How do people find out about this?
Well, they can we have a program which has the programs on one side, the meals on the other. It's also on a website. We put it on we try to put it on Facebook. That seems to be of where lots of people get their information, but anyone is welcome. We've changed the name. We've got many new members. We want to keep it going. It's a place where you can have all kinds of events. We rent for Saturdays and Sundays, and people can just call the center about that. So we're coming along. It's taking, it always is going to take a little time to change something, but inside it's the same. It just has a, we just have a different name. Okay. It seemed to be important for many people. So
definitely. Well, we're glad to have the Charles City Community Center with us. And for more information, our listeners can call the center. What's the phone number?
228-3114. And if it's always important to say that if they want to, they can come for programs, but we'd love to have people stay for lunch. We have great lunches for $5 if they have the money. And they need to call the day before, hopefully. 228-3114.
All right.
Perfect. It's on 24/7.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Judy, for joining us this morning.
And thank
we'll
you.
We'll talk to you in the month of May as well.
Okay.
Thank you very
Bye-bye
much.
Now.
It is 8:25 on the morning show. That's your community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. 34 degrees downtown Choctaw with your weather coming up.